Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
After hours amusement for anarchists, air hostesses, and jet-lagged antipodeans.
G'day, Cobbers. Can I crash on your floor?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Big up, respect to all of our boys, our British service personnel. Got a lot of respect for the British service personnel, the military, particularly the ones that hang about service stations on motorways and make videos with Tommy Robinson. Those guys are great. You seen that? Those are the best. 0344 499 1000. Sean is listening tonight. He is a refugee from LBC because he can't listen to Snorbrick. We understand. Welcome. If you're waiting for the question, if you're waiting for the peg upon which to hang your phone call, there is no such thing. Actually, we got content tonight, which is unusual for us. You can call in about anything you want. We'll chat about stuff. I've got some bits and pieces. But before that, let's go to David. Good evening, David.
Hi, Ian. How you doing?
I'm very, very well. I'm just trying to cling on to the vibe before it gets sucked out, David. What have you got for us?
Yes,
too late, there it's gone.
Sorry?
Nothing. It says you're calling from northern Sweden.
Yeah, but I'm just working here. I don't live here.
Okay, well, that's interesting. It's interesting that you should say that. You should deny. You're an apostate when it comes to living in Sweden. You deny living in Sweden.
I just don't live here. I'm just working. I'm back tomorrow.
Okay, well, look, I'll look forward to shaking your hand as you come off the plane. What have you got for us, David? What have you done for me lately?
Okay, it's great. I mean, normally I ring up with something a bit more jovial. But tonight, because you're talking about mental health issues and stuff.
Yeah.
I have an issue. I'd like your view on it.
Okay, let's just flag this up because we've had a few people phoning in. If I give you my view on it, and my view is contrary to your view, are you going to have a hissy fit, tell me to naff off, and then slam the phone down, leaving me and my listeners feeling guilty? Because we've had a few of those recently.
No.
Okay, fine, continue.
Basically, I think in the situation, not me, but a friend, I know it sounds like a friend, but he's actually a friend of mine.
Yes.
He's reached a situation where, I don't know, there's nowhere for him to go. It's a strange one. Basically, I'll tell you, a friend of mine has a son who's had struggled, never had proper mental health issues diagnosed, but he keeps threatening suicide.
Okay. Well, that's a proper mental health issue.
Yeah, I know, but everything else is okay. He just has these fits where suddenly will ring his dad and say, "I'm going to end it today."
Okay, well that's okay.
And it's causing obviously his dad and his mom, who are separated now,
a lot of
anxiety and stuff. And when they go to the doctors and they say, "Well, it's actually he's fine. He's just he's suffering panic attacks or..."
Well, then he's not fine.
No, he's not fine.
Yeah, if he's threatening suicide and if he's having panic attacks, then he's not fine. Then I suggest that he goes to another doctor.
The next day, he's all right. He's like, "Oh, I've just been stupid, Dad. Don't worry about it. But I'm seeing what it's doing to his mum and dad.
Okay.
Because they never know. Like, all of the night, he'll just suddenly send a message saying, "That's it, I'm done."
Okay.
And when he's been to see mental health, they gave him CBT, like, that kind of helps a bit, but... He's kind of reached, so I don't know whether, and the psychiatrist said, "No, he doesn't need drugs."
Okay. Well, I don't know what he needs because I'm not medically minded.
No, I'm not either. No, he obviously has issues.
But you sound like you're more concerned about the mum and dad, which is fair enough. And you're wondering what the mum and dad should do.
I'm obviously concerned about him, but I don't know him.
No, that's fine. You're concerned about your friend. Yeah, of course. That's
fine. I've met him, but he's not like a friend of mine. And he just does it. He's fine when I've met him. He's been fine. But then I hear about his incidents that happen, his episodes.
Yeah.
I'm like, Jesus, this is... I feel like it's some, like maybe there's people that just escape the system somehow.
Yeah. Oh, God. So yeah, mate, there's thousands. There's tens, hundreds of thousands of people that escape the system, of course, that fall through the cracks. Of course there are.
Exactly. That's my point. I don't know if anybody, any listeners could suggest something or anybody that can go to. I don't know.
There's two different issues here. There's the son, you know, from what you've told me, sounds like he's seen a GP and he's seen a psychiatrist, has he?
No, he has. Well, I tried to get him to see a psychiatrist. He saw a psychologist who gave him CBT kind of therapy.
Right.
And I was thinking more psychiatrist might help.
Well, psychiatrist.
Psychiatrist.
It turns out are kind of they're pharmacists. They're the chemists. The psychiatrist. They are.
Yeah.
The psychiatrists are the chemists. Which I thought the psychiatrists were the ones that sat there going, "Okay, tell me your problems." It's not. They sit there and they go, "Well, tell me your problems." Right. I think this drug combined with this drug might do it. And that's kind of very simplistic, but that's kind of their job. Psychologists and counsellors, they're the ones that say, okay, well, why do you think you feel like that? What happened? You know, is it something that happened when you were a kid? Well, you know. Well, it sounds like this person is vulnerable and needs protection and needs help. And, you know, maybe drugs would work. Maybe, you know, if you're saying CBT worked for a while, it sounds like, you know, you only get, I think, something like 11 sessions or 12 sessions on the NHS.
Exactly. Yeah, the 11 sessions.
Yeah.
Exactly. 11 sessions.
And that's lousy. And I'm in a fortune. Well, actually, here's the thing, right? I'm in a position where, up until I bought this house, I could afford to go. I can't afford it now until some point next year when I'm expecting a little cheeky windfall. But I'm so lucky because my therapist phoned me up after about 2 months of me not seeing him because I was skint. And he said, you know what? I've been worried about you, man. So I'm going to offer you a free session every week until you can afford to pay me again. Now, that's an amazing.
That's good. That would make you feel better, right there.
Totally, the human spirit of it. That's an amazingly fortunate position to be in, you know, the amount of resources that are available for young people with mental health issues is abysmal and shameful, and we could prevent loads of people from dying.
He's 18, so he didn't qualify for CAMHS. That's what they said. And they said if he had been under 18, he would have got a lot of help. But as he's 18, it's very different. He's now an adult.
And I wouldn't know what to say to the parents because I have yet to deal with that. Touch wood, I won't have to. But they've got to look after themselves and protect themselves. But also, I know if my kid was phoning me up every 2 months, 6 months, whatever, saying I'm going to kill myself, I would be devastated and I would be there and I'd be holding them. And I would be slightly less reluctant to laugh it off the next day than they would want me to be. I don't know, man. But the fact that they've got you as a friend is a good starting position.
Yeah.
All you can do is be there for them.
Well, Ian, do you think that somebody said to me interestingly today in Sweden? Because Sweden's slightly different. I wouldn't say they're better than the UK because I don't know what it's all about. But the people I spoke to in Sweden have a slightly different view of it. They said the first thing you should do to me, they said you should get the parents to have counselling. And I was like, what? They said, the parents
Have counselling. I can understand that.
That would help the child more because they're probably not actually reacting in the best way because they're just reacting in a human way, whereas there's better ways to react to this if you understand mental issues.
Well, there might be better ways. There might not be better ways. Some parents are excellent. Yeah. You know, it's like some people are excellent at dealing with this stuff and some people don't know how to deal with this. I have experience of both sides of those in my life. But counselling, I think everyone should have counselling if they can afford it. It's great. Imagine sitting down and being able to just unload stuff.
Can I make a practical? Can I make a practical suggestion?
Go on, Catherine.
I think
I'm gonna suck a cough
that if you wanted to do something for, because I understand how powerless you feel in this, because you know you're not a member of the family. You're standing on the outside and you want to help your mate. How about someone that we talk to quite a lot on this show, Matt Haig, has written this amazing book called reasons to stay alive, right? And I found it useful, not because I have problems with mental health, but because I am a supportive friend, right? And sometimes it's really hard to understand what someone else is going through. And I have bought that book for about five people because I found it really helpful for me in terms of that thing you're talking about, you know, the counselling of the look after yourself so you can look after someone else, and also accept that there are certain things you've got no control over, right? And you can't change how someone feels, but you can make them feel less alone by kind of walking alongside them. And I just found that book really helpful. So, I mean, it's not that expensive and it's a really nice gesture. And I know a lot of people have felt a lot less alone with it. That maybe the kid can read it too.
That is an the kid. I like it. That is an excellent suggestion, David. Go and buy that book.
Great suggestion.
Hey, listen, man, we've got to move on. I wish you the best of luck. Stay in touch. Safe travels. Thank you, Catherine. 0344 499 1000. John, Paul, George, stay there. John, Paul, George!
Woo!
Oh!
The stars are aligning.
Oh, all we need is a Richard and we're in. Can we get a Richard to call us or a Pete? I'll take a Pete and we've got the Beatles.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, I'm Jamie East. Now, as well as being on Talk Radio every afternoon between 1 and 4pm, I've just started a brand new podcast that I wanted to tell you about. It's called Talk Film. We've got interviews with the big stars like Martin Freeman, Tandy Newton, Josh Brolin, loads of them. And also all of the reviews of the week's big releases. There's a new episode every Thursday, available through Apple Podcasts and your favourite podcast app. Just search for Talk Film and give it a whirl. If you like it, please hit that subscribe button.
Jacked up jive talk, the janitors, jazz cats and gin-soaked boys and girls.
Jack Commando.
If you're awake, you're welcome.
I've got five cactus needles stuck in my...
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We've got a John, we've got a Paul, we've got a George. We just need a Richard. I'm not angling for a Ringo. We need a Richard or we need a Pete. I'll even take a Johnny. And that is, again, Catherine, please, for God's sake. To Sam, you as well. Johnny was the guy who didn't act cool. He walked on out, he broke every rule. He should have stopped, look and listen, should have used his head. If he don't watch out, he's going to wind up dead. So don't step out when you're close to the edge. Or you find that you will lose your head.
Do you know what I'd really love?
Yeah.
Alongside all those characters, of course.
A Cunny?
No, a Yoko.
Oh, God, no. Then they'll all hang up. let's go to John. John, fun time, John. Fun time, good time, John time. Hey, it's fun time, good time, John time.
Hi, good evening.
It was.
I would add Carol and Ken to the mix.
Okay. He's a little bit creepy, this caller called John. He's so argumentative, his calls go on and on. And every time he's finished, Kath and I are so angry. But we let him on because he is filler. Yes, John.
Yeah, it's a great thing to have mental health awareness. I think in the last few years, it did a great deal for our gender, because men are talking more about problems they have than they used to. So that's a great thing. And about one other thing I would like to add, yes. I would like to bring in the European law into it, because I know of somebody who was sectioned on Section 3.
Okay. What can I just ask, right?
Sure. You're
going to bring European law into it. Is this going to be fun? Because
yeah.
I want this to be a fun show tonight.
John, if you talk while he's talking, we can't hear you. So
yeah, manners, mate. Manners maketh a man. Okay. European law sounds boring. You just said you're going to talk about European law. That sounds boring, man. For God's sakes.
If you want, give it a chance. You can cut me off.
is that an option? I did not realise. I didn't realise that was an option. He should have said that on his first call. Thank you, John. Let's go to Paul. Good evening, Paul.
Hello, Ian. How are you, mate?
I've got a little bit of a tickle in my throat, but apart from that, Paul, I am fine.
You're sounding good tonight, dude.
Thanks, man. I'm fired up.
Fired up. That's good. Hi, Cass.
Hello, Paul.
Hello. So, mate, I was working on a place next to your gig where you work this week, Hatfields, down on the corner.
Is this pub lunch?
Yes, mate, that's me, that is. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pub lunch gave us a tip.
It did.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Pub lunch gave us a tip. Give me that. I split it with Kath. Give me that tenner back.
I will.
Okay. I'll tell you why. Pub lunch gave us a tip of 20 quid. Hang on a second. What are we doing? What are we doing with this? Hang on a bit. Pub lunch gave us 20 quid. There you go, Sam. There you go. That's yours. We've just given it to Sam. Because me and Kath earn thousands. We earn thousands of pounds. So
it's only... You could have had pizza, takeaway, anything you wanted.
Oh,
you
no,
know?
I bought Sam's ass.
Oh, no.
I'm having Sam's ass 5 times for that 20.
I was working on the corner and I heard you mention the place where you work, and I thought...
It's Talk Radio,
mate. There's a shop there.
It's Talk Radio.
On the road.
Now, yeah, you are famous for two reasons. One, because you text into the Star and they print your text. And two, because you were a very drunk irritant, and that's putting it politely, sat next to an arsehole at a show I did in Birmingham. Now, you're sounding very fresh and sober today. What the hell is going on with you?
The honest answer or not, like...
Let's have the honest answer.
Oh, well, I used to be on the Ali Bali, didn't I, when I used to see, the drugs and the stuff, like...
Yeah.
And I used to drink as much as possible at weekends, but now I don't do it. Ever since that show, and we had a few words on Twitter.
You behaved appallingly, and you were very rude to me and lots of people that paid to come. And we had it out, and I'm not saying that to bring up the argument. We had it out, and you accepted it, and you took it on the chin, and I respected that.
And I've learned from it. And then, dude, not ever since then have I touched anything naughty, if you like. I like a drink still.
Yeah.
But still, like, ever since that day, you open your eyes to life, don't you? And you see, like, you know.
Well, some people don't, but you did. And well done. Good. No, I'm glad that by ruining one of my evenings, I'm joking, but I'm sort of. But I'm glad that you sound better, because that was heavy work.
Apologies, but why didn't you have a pizza? I mean, 20 quid can get you a pizza or something, can't it?
Because I earn several hundred pounds a night doing this show, so I don't need, someone gave us 20 quid before, and we gave it to charity. It's kindly, you know, if you want it back, you have to see Sam now. He earns, you know, a 20th of what I earn, so we'll give him, it's very kind of you, Paul, thank you.
No, I don't care, mate. Burn it if you want to. I don't care.
Paul is made of money.
Literally working on the corner, and I was like, oh, my days, man.
Hey.
That's all right. Yeah, there. Wow. So well, and the lovely lady on reception, good as cold, said, look, could you mind pass this on to Ian?
Yeah.
I'm not a stalker or nothing. I'm just in the area. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you're a good man, Paul. Thanks for calling. 0344-499-1000. So, which one? Lots happened to me. I had a lovely chat with Andy Partridge from XTC today where we dissected the new Monkees album. I'm not a fan. I won't tell you his opinion. It's not for me to say. But I think the new Monkees album sucks. And I've caused controversy on a Facebook page by going... All I posted was a little bit naughty. I was trolling a little bit. Monkees Facebook page, I wrote, I've heard the new Monkees album. I've been asked to review it for Record Collector. I politely refused, politely declined. So some people went, uh-oh, is it that bad? Some people, a lot of these are thick Americans. Oh, why? Did you not want to spoil it? And then some people are going, why have you just come and taken a dump on this page with your vague book postings? Why would you even write that? Someone wrote, why would you even write that? And I wrote, why would I not write it? It's this weird thing with fandom. You get it quite a bit in the Monkees, actually. If you say anything bad, well, then you're not... Well, then, you're not a true fan. Also, there are some people that if you weren't a fan in the 60s, you're not a true fan. Some people really like me because I do this record label, but some people really hate me because I do this record label. So they're jealous. There's a lot of jealousy, and that's fine. I get that. I've had that jealousy. And it's kind of kicked off. People are having a go at me, and I'm going... And someone posted, I love every single thing the Monkees have put out. They have never done a bad song.
Well, here's the thing. The Monkees probably don't love every single thing they put out.
Yeah.
Are they not fans?
Well, here's the thing. I'm now going to play you a selection of Monkees songs that you, as a fan, you'd be really hard pushed to love. This is from the 1986 album, Pool It. Okay, Monkees fans, you're digging this? You're digging She's Moving In With Rico? I mean... There were tears in her eyes when she gave me the news last night. You still digging this? You want to get to the bouncy chorus? Here we go, let's get to the bouncy... She's moving in with Rico. Everybody's hero.
Hate that.
It's not the worst. Now we go to 1967, their second album, More of the Monkees. And we go to the song, in inverted commas, The Day We Fall in Love. You're telling me you dig this?
There'll be birds singing everywhere. And the wind... will be blowing through your hair. I'll look into your eyes.
And you'll be bare.
Wait for the prize. Your lips kissing mine with a love that is real.
Cunny.
And
stop
you
it.
Look so young and fair.
Oh.
On the day we fall in love.
Why is he talking like that? He's from Manchester.
On the day... we'll fall in love. You'll see.
I mean...
Does he sing in it or is it all that? Oh, my God.
I love everything the Monkees have ever done. All right, mate, you defend She's Moving In With Rico and The Day We Fall In Love. Good work. 0344-499-1000. George, stay there. We could be talking to you as well, dear listener. Hey, it's free to phone up. Free for most of you. Free for most packages. It might cost you a few pennies, but your phone call in will last about... no more than a minute, probably 30 seconds. You'll speak to Sam. He'll take your name and number, and then he'll give you a call back. So it's going to cost you pennies at the most. And otherwise, it's free. 0344-499-1000. This is the Late Night Alternative. I'm Ian Lee. She's Catherine Boyle. We are on weeknights from 10 on Talk Radio.
Dead of Night Discourse for disco queens.
I'm related to Jedward and Dolly Parton.
Dairy farmers.
Aye, aye.
And distant fathers.
Yeah, whatever.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Doing lots of things that we don't know about, we can't control.
On Talk Radio.
Yes, great.
The last 15 seconds of that ad break, Catherine sent me a minute-long video and expected me to watch
it. What happened was, the beginning of that ad break, I went, oh, he said, what are you looking
at?
I said, I'll retweet
it. Not at the beginning.
Yes.
No, that is a lie.
All right, we're halfway through. But anyway, it was none of your business anyway.
Fake news. Well, then don't make a verbal tick.
I went, oh. And then you said, what's that? And I told you. And then you got annoyed because it's a minute long and you couldn't watch it.
Would you like to describe it to the boys and girls listening at home?
It's a man... could tell from his hand and his voice.
Yeah, well.
And he's got a big bar of chocolate that's got 24 cubes in it.
20 Rippen. 4, 8, 12, 16,
20, 24. So he's got 24 pieces, right? He takes one piece out, one cube out, then he cuts it in a certain way, reassembles it, and it makes 24 plus the piece he's taken out.
Well, he's got 25 there at the moment. 4, 8, 12... 16, 20, 25. No, so he takes one out.
He said he said Fionn Svansig. That's 24.
All right, mate. Stop being a language Nazi. So he takes one out. Okay, well, this is...
Slides them all back together again, but in a slightly different order.
Right. Well, Okay. All right, this is...
Und haben wir voilà. Wir zählen nach 4, 8, 12, 16, 20.
Fine, yeah. But if you look, well, that's easy. Okay, I can explain it if you want, or should I just let you carry on being an idiot? What would you like, Catherine? Do you want to live in the stupid world where he's made an extra bit of chocolate, or do you want me to explain it to you because I've got the brains?
Well, clearly he's not made an extra bit of chocolate, but it's just the way he's cut it.
Okay, well, should I tell you what's happened, or you just want to carry on being Dolly Daydream?
Wow.
Yeah? Okay, I'll tell you what happened. Those pieces of chocolate with the cut-in are significantly smaller than the others. It's exactly the same amount of chocolate. He has made those pieces smaller. Now, if you were to melt down the one piece of chocolate, they would fit into that row and make them all the right size.
You know what you are?
I'm a genius.
A joy thief. A joy thief.
No, well, that's why I'm buying you a cunny for Christmas. Do you want to explain what a cunny is? Because we're making this joke and most people aren't on Twitter.
It's a bit early, isn't it? Let's just say...
Carol, have you heard of a cunny?
No, but it sounds a bit rude.
It is a bit rude.
It's a Kickstarter campaign.
It's a tongue on a stick.
A tongue on a stick.
That you operate with your phone.
It's a tongue on a stick instead of a dick.
I'm bad enough at talking as it is.
Ain't it?
I've never fit my comment into that number of characters.
Well, it makes you think. This is the thing about Twitter. It makes you think. It makes you think that human beings should all be wiped out. Bring on a nuclear attack.
Well, I've already sorted out an idiot call, but nobody's listening.
No, well, because you drone on and on and on.
I know. But it's a proper illness, and I'm really trying hard to stop talking. But... at my personal best.
Yes.
At being quiet.
Yes.
Before I feel like my heart is going to explode out my chest is 9 minutes, 45 seconds.
I don't know what you're talking about. Here's the thing. I've got to come up with a new rule. If I find myself looking at Twitter when a call is on, that means the call is not working. So what are you talking about? I'm looking away from Twitter. What are you talking about?
The longest silence.
The longest time I've been able to shut up.
Yeah.
Is... when I'm conversing with somebody or talking at them,
and they can get a word in edgewise.
Yeah,
well,
yeah, exactly. Okay. 9 minutes, 45 seconds.
Okay, that's great.
That's my personal best at shutting up. So I am trying.
Well done. That's great work. What have you got for us tonight, please, Carol? Before I
was
jump
just
out of the window.
Interested when you mentioned you were on second Venlafaxine.
Yes.
Because I take that as well.
Oh.
But I have 375 milligrams.
Well, you must be more nuts than me. That makes you precisely 2.75 times nuttier than I am. I don't know. Here's the weird thing about antidepressants. Here's the weird thing about antidepressants I've learned, right? That sometimes taking more has actually less of an impact, and sometimes taking less has more of an impact. That blew my mind when I found that out, but that's absolutely true. So I don't know. But there you go. You're on that much. That's great. Well done. You win a medal.
Well, I don't want to be on that much, though.
Well, then speak to your doctor. Don't listen to... Don't for
the
goodness sake...
They just say, oh, I think God. You're stable as you are, Carol, and well, then, you don't change your meds and
I'm surprised they managed to speak that much. Well, you speak to your doctor, don't...
I write a list.
Jesus, I go, okay. I can't... I don't... Sorry. But here's the thing. I don't know what to say, Carol, because I'm trying to talk and you're not listening and...
I am listening.
Okay, well... Okay, and but also, I'm not going to give you medical advice. That's between you. All I can do is share my story. I would tell everyone, don't come off meds on your own bat. Do it with the help and guidance of your doctor, because it's a risky old business and it can send you into a swing, either up or indeed down. I don't know what 375 milligrams of venlafaxine means. I don't know what it means. It's just a number to me. And if you're unhappy being on that, speak to your doctor about it.
Well, thank you for listening. It's just when
thank
you said
talking.
150, I thought, am I the odd one out? Am I really more nutty than everybody else?
It don't work like that. It don't work like that. We're on whatever the doctor thinks is right for us to be on. It's not a competition.
No, but I was used as practice for training GPs, and to that lovely man that phoned up, can I just say what a smashing fella he
is,
nice
guy.
That concerned.
Yes.
But there's nothing there, and there is a huge amount of very average psychologists.
Okay, and well, there's average everybody. There's average humans. There's average radio presenters. There's average teachers. There's also brilliant ones. There's also lousy ones. That's life.
I know, but it's so sad that the mental health service barely exists now. Everything is a charity, but we've always got enough money to bomb people. We don't have enough money to care about them.
By the way, Roger has just said, "Well done, Ian. Once again." You've got one over on Catherine. You've spotted what it is. Thank you, Roger.
What a bum lick he is.
No, he's not a bum lick.
He is.
He's an online troll, if I'm completely honest. He's a scumbag and he's lousy at video games and he's a nightmare and a danger to everybody online.
Never mind Cunny, he'd bum me.
Yeah. Hey, get a click.
Gap in the market.
Yeah, get caught in a gap in the market. All right, Carol, thanks for your call.
I was good there when I've been quiet. Did you notice?
But then you had to draw attention to it, and that was childish. Let's write down a list of callers that really annoy me. Hang on a second.
Oh, now, come on.
Paul from Stoke Hodges. John and Rainbow. George. Let's go to George. Good evening.
Hello.
Hello, Rainbow George.
Hello, Ian, Catherine.
Fans.
Everybody.
And everybody, yeah. Everything is relative.
You did say you believed he made extra chocolate.
I did not.
You're like Justin Dealey watching a magician going, well, if they can turn bits of paper into money, why don't they just do it every 5 seconds and become millionaires? Anyway, George, what have you got for us?
I'm following the gay cake story.
We're not.
You're not?
I don't think gays should be allowed to buy cakes. There we go. I've said it. I'm saying what we're all thinking. Gays shouldn't be allowed to eat or buy cakes. It's disgusting.
I don't mind
them buying cakes as long as they don't ram it down my throat.
Well, I think it's quite hilarious. And
next they'll be eating cakes in public and I don't want my kids to see that. Dirty gay cake eaters.
I mean, the Jesus of John's Gospel was obviously gay, and
Jesus was gay, wasn't he?
In John's Gospel, he's clearly gay.
Here's the thing, right?
Yeah.
it's the most boring story in the world, and the fact that they every year they get mileage out of it is ridiculous, right? Here's the thing: the shop were well within their rights to say they didn't want to make the cake. Right. Now, if they'd said, we don't want to make the cake because you're gay, then they would have been without their rights. But they said, we don't want to make the cake because we don't agree with the message. I've got a friend, Scott. He's an idiot. He's been on the show and he's an idiot and I hate him. But he runs a T-shirt business. And he said the number of times...
There you go.
He said the number of times... I'm probably going to break some confidentiality here, but I don't care. Because this is what... He prints T-shirts, right? He said, I'm asked to print things on T-shirts all the time. I turn down on moral grounds. Someone wanted, on a T-shirt, right, proper British, not passport British. I told them to jog on, where's my front page? Now, he prints stag and hen T-shirts that are obscene, but he refused to print that. If you don't agree with the message, you don't have to print the thing. It's simple. Next! And that's the thing. And we've had, this has been going on since 2014. There have been 4 years of phoning on LBC today alone. 4 years of phoning about this flipping cake when the answer's obvious. They were within their rights to say they didn't want to make it as long as they weren't saying it because they were gay. And they weren't saying it because they were gay. They were saying it because they didn't agree with the message.
Next. And if they were going to be like that, you don't want to give them your money anyway.
Exactly. Next.
Yeah, but I'm saying that the whole point is that Jesus is portrayed as having been gay in John's gospel. It refers to the disciple who Jesus loved, and John claims to be that disciple. And,
okay, but
he loved everyone. And Jesus loved everyone. Does that mean that he was like polyamorous?
How do you mean polyamorous?
Loving everyone, literally polyamorous.
He said to his disciples, for them to follow him, they had to leave their wives, and then he only gives...
But he wasn't, because he was going to have it off with them!
Well, he commands them. He only gave one command.
I forget every time that this isn't a conversation.
No. Okay, all right, George. Well, that's great news. Thanks.
I felt myself getting sucked in there, did you?
The whole cake thing is nonsense, right? They were well within their... 4 years. 4 years of phone-ins. And you'll have one show doing it, and then the next show go, well, I'd like to carry on the conversation there about this gay cake. The cake wasn't gay. The cake had no gender, no sexuality, no willy, no fanny, no bum. Right? Don't know what happened to it when it got home, but at the point of purchase, it had none of those. Okay, it's not a gay cake.
There was no cake, in fact.
So they were well within their rights.
I mean, obviously... They were daft, but...
Oh, remind me. Later on, I had a great conversation with my kids about trans today.
Okay.
Great conversation. Really interesting conversation, talking to kids, modern-day kids about it. It was fascinating and was very enlightening and heartening. Yes, Ian?
Oh, hello. About this business with the gay guys...
Wanted
the cake.
I don't think gays should be allowed to eat cake. I think it's disgusting and perverted.
Well, that's stupid, isn't it?
No, it's not. Gays should not be allowed to have creamy things in their mouths.
I mean, these people claim that their Christian faith...
Mate, they were well... Mate, shut up. You're an idiot. Shut up.
Be prejudiced.
No, they don't. No, shut up. You're an idiot. They are well within their rights to turn down a cake because they don't like the message on the cake. They were within their rights. The Supreme Court has proven that today.
But Christians demand respect. But
irrelevant. 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 Irrelevant to this conversation. They're bakers.
Bollocks. You're a...
Whoa! And you're banned.
We dumped that. You missed that. The argument wasn't going Ian's way, so he called me the C word just because he's too thick to understand basic law. Go and have a chat with him off air. Go on. Go and have a chat with him. Go and ask him what he was thinking. He's still on the line. Ian, I told you you're an idiot, mate. If that's the best you can resort to, calling me the C word, now you've got to deal with Kath. 0344 499 1000. John, stay there. Come to you after this.
Talk radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk radio.
We'll get you talking.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.